Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Southern Passion Lounge. I am your host, Chef Amadeus. I'm here in lovely, lovely weather of Jacksonville, Florida. And for those who have just tuned in for the first time, this show is all about the food industry, local farmers, anything you want to know about chefs, food, that's where you come here for. So we travel, cook, and play golf here, have a lot of fun. Talk with a lot of local farmers, chefs, foodies, the whole nine yards. This show is just going to be a lot of fun for the listeners. So first thing I want to say is follow me on Twitter at Chef Amadeus, hashtag the Southern Passion Lounge. Follow me on Instagram at Chef Amadeus. And if you're listening to this right now, the link, hit the follow button so you get all the updates on upcoming shows, who's coming on, and all that fun stuff. Today, we're going to be talking about Five Points area. I had an opportunity to hang out there last Tuesday with one of my listeners, Trevita. We had a great time. We went to three different restaurants. It was just a great time. It was a Tuesday night, and that's one of the things that I'm trying to get people to get out and explore, not just on the weekends, but on a Tuesday night. The other thing that I push for, because for those who don't know, I used to live in Seattle. And one of the things we did in Seattle that Jacksonville is sort of coming around to is having neighborhoods that have great restaurants. So one of the things you'll see my hashtag will be eat your neighborhood. And some of the neighborhoods that are in Jacksonville that you eat, Five Points, the Riverside, Avondale area, Springfield area. And so we just want to get you to get out there and do that. And one of the things that motivates me to bring these to you, because everything you get on this show here is the truth. There's no filter on it. There's not going to be any biased thing. All the opinions here are my opinions. And because I've traveled extensively, working with different chefs and everything like that, now that I'm back in Jacksonville, I want to bring everything I've done outside of Jacksonville back to Jacksonville. Highlight some of the chefs, the flavors, the restaurants that are doing some very good things, not just for the restaurants, but also to make sure that the food scene is a very viable one. So we went to Five Points, myself and one of the listeners, Trevita, and we had a great time. The first place we went to was Corner Taco. And one of the reasons I like Corner Taco is I'm shifting my eating habits over to trying to find some very healthy flavors. And Corner Taco has that. They have these vegetarian tacos on their menu that are absolutely wonderful. And I had the corn taco with couscous and asparagus. It was just absolutely wonderful. Trevita, she's a nacho girl, so she loves her nachos. So she wound up having the nachos over there, and she really, really enjoyed these things. And like I told her, you know, this is just, you know, good food, a good price, smaller atmosphere, absolutely wonderful. So Chris over at Corner Taco, like I said, I'm always dipping in there real quick, grabbing something to go. And like I say, the staff over there was very open to trying to help me figure out what I could put on my tacos and all that good stuff. Then we left there, and we went over to Old Brothers. Went over to Old Brothers for just to have drinks. And one of the things that I'm really big on is letting the bartender / chef help us consider what we're going to eat or drink. And the bartender over there, she recommended this drink called a Baby Guinness. Now, I don't know if you guys ever had a Baby Guinness before, but I highly recommend to go to Old Brothers and try a Baby Guinness. It looks like a Guinness stout beer, but it's in a shot glass. And what it is Patron XO Cafe with Bailey's Irish Cream poured on top of it. It looks just like a Guinness stout beer. Trust me, go there, try it, have a good time. We had a blast. And then, most people don't know, you can go upstairs, besides sitting on their patio, you know, out front, you can go upstairs and you play foosball, and just hang out upstairs as well. So like I said, we did that. And then we wound up going over to Top of That. Now, I've spoken about Top of That on several occasions on the Southern Passion Lounge radio show. I love her little, quaint little spot, Chef Ariel over there, because she has, once again, she has great food with some really good local flavors, a lot of vegetarians that she does over there. Then she comes up with all kind of fun other dishes as well. But one of the things we had over there that, once again, that wasn't on the menu was a White Russian made with sake and not vodka like it's normally made. Amazing. Amazing. And then we have, you got to go get you some couch time at Top of That. Top of That is really good for couch time because they have this couch. Nice, love the couch over there, and we were playing over there. Shut the box. If you never play Shut the Box, go over to Top of That. Tell Chef Errol you're gonna play Shut the Box. Have your beer, sangria, sit down there, get to some friends, and play Shut the Box. They had a great time doing that. The night that we visited, Engine 15 was there. Great place, great beer. Had a great time over there. So like I said, these are the kind of things that most people don't really get out. They want to go to the town center. They want to go to River City. And I've said this many times on my show, I don't know, millions of times. The town center, to me, is probably, the town center and River City are probably, as far as the food scene goes here, are probably the worst things that ever came to Jacksonville. If you take out Ovente and you take out Moxie, if I'm not mistaken, everything else over there is a chain restaurant. So I really push people to go and fall in love with their chefs. And when I say fall in love with the chefs, if you go to Top of That, if you go to 13 Gypsies, you go to Orsay, you go to Moxie, you go to these places that have chefs, and really let the chefs literally open up their bag for you. And what I mean by that is you can go to these restaurants and say, tell your waiter or waitress and say, listen, we're going to be here for a minute. Can you have the kitchen sent out, three courses and a bottle of wine, whatever, and just let them start creating flavors for you. Then you can start to appreciate what these chefs really have to offer. Because I'm going to tell you this right now, what's on a chef's menu is not what's in the chef's bag. What's on a chef's menu is not in a chef's bag. So what you see on that menu, that chef can really do a lot more. So I recommend that you let that chef and his staff or her staff create these wonderful flavors for you. I do this a lot when I go out. I just say, you know, hey, send me out something. I've done this at Orsay. I've done this at 13 Gypsy, Tres Leches, Top of That. I even done it over at Corner Taco. Like, I'm a vegetarian. I want to eat vegetarian today. Send me something out. And they have two vegetarian tacos, but they put things together that was just amazing. So let these chefs and their staff really give you a culinary experience. Because I'm telling you, if you really want to enjoy this, the food scene here in Jacksonville, these are some of the things that I would highly recommend that you do. And when you do them, keep in mind that the more you allow the chef to create for you, the whole menu, the whole food scene will start to change. And that's one of the things I've done when I came back to Jacksonville, is just to help, you know, put together that whole food scene thing, you know, be a part of it. And I'm working with local high school culinary programs. I'm involved with the local American Culinary Federation chapter. I'm working with, you know, mentoring other cooks and chefs around town to let them open up their mind and say, you know, the what if fact. You know, so that's what I want this show to help people understand is all the food. And if you have any questions about the show or comments about the show, I'm here for you. So you can hit me up on Twitter at Chef Amadeus, hashtag the Southern Passion Lounge. You can hit me on Facebook, put a on Southern Passion Lounge page on Facebook. And I want to hear from you. I want to hear your feedback. If you agree what I say, if you don't agree, I want to hear this, because this is what's going to make everything happen for the food scene. You know, I posted on Facebook about an article that came out that said Jacksonville, they ranked the cities by food, and Jacksonville ranked number 39 out of 40 cities. And the only place that they mentioned was a place called Singleton's out in Mayport. And a lot of people never even heard of the place or been to the place. And the fact that they mentioned that place that sits way back in the cut of Jacksonville versus some of the other restaurants that are on the so-called top 10 list, top 50 list, the best barbecues and all these lists here, the only place they mentioned was a place out in Mayport. And I want to make sure that my listeners try these places that should be on the list but are not on the list. And we'll talk about that really, really, really well. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll get into what happened when I went to the Riverside Art Market this weekend. So we'll be right back after these messages. You listen to the Southern Passion Lounge with your host, Chef Amadeus. to the Southern Pastor Lounge. I'm your host, Shep Amadeus. So I want to give a big shout out to a couple of people right now. I want to give a big shout out to Korea Hawkins over at Abundant Harvest Farms. Great, great farm. She got some great fresh herbs over there, microgreens, the whole nine yards. So check her out on Facebook. Also want to give a shout out to Ann Hill Pro Studios for helping out today. Also want to give a big birthday shout out to Chef Irie down in Miami. It's his birthday. He and I've done a couple of things together. So this weekend, went down to the Riverside Art Market. Had a great time. Ran into a lot of folks I haven't seen in a while, folks I've seen in a while, and had a great conversation with Katie over there. And we talked about what's going on in the farmers market right now. And I have to say it was actually wonderful talking with her. We had a lot of fun talking about, you know, the farmers, what farmers that should be coming down to the farmers market. My thing is, when I was in Seattle, when you come to the farmers market, you were bound to see chefs coming in there, picking up some of the fresh produce, the fresh meats and cheeses, the whole nine yards. So that was something that we talked about as well. Also want to talk about, give a shout out to Little Black Box. She does jams and baked goods. And Crystal did a, man, I had an opportunity to try her IPA jelly, her pineapple, vanilla, rosemary, and the white garlic jelly. Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely just wonderful. Also had I was talking with the farm, Glade Ridge Dairy. It came in, and they're doing everything from eggs, cheese, and meat. And this is what's going to help the local restaurants. I mean, everybody knows about the big farmers, Black Hawk Farm, but there's some smaller farmers around that are doing some great things and trying to get their foot into the door as well. And it's a great thing to go to the farmers market. And Ram is coming up with new ideas to bring in everything. I was talking with Katie. She was telling me, like, in January, February, they're going to try and bring in more farmers to come in. I'm excited about that because that's why I went down there to check out everything, see what's going on down there. There was a new company down there. They do jerk seasoning, but they do it in jams and other things, jams, seasonings, wonderful flavors. I had an opportunity to actually do some R&D with one of their products. Absolutely wonderful. I used it with black beans, some smoked tomatoes. Absolutely wonderful, wonderful, wonderful flavors. And, you know, that's the one thing that I want people to get out there and do is, you know, go to these local farmers, the ones that are out at Jack's Beach, Nocatee, Amelia Island. When you just go there and just pick up, don't have any idea what you want to cook, but just go to these local farmers and just pick up something and then go home and create it. That's just in creating flavors that is just spontaneous. That's how when I was on the Food Network, that's how I won. It's just none of the flavors I did was calculated or anything like that. They were just, it just come from the heart. That's just the one thing you want to do. And remember I was talking about, you know, getting out there and falling in love with your chefs. Well, that's one of the things that helps is when you know that your chef is out there in the community looking at local beers, mm-hmm. local farmers and things of that nature. And to give you an idea, when I tell you in the first segment of the show, Trevita and I went out to Five Points and we had a great time. And she actually had a chance to actually meet with one of the chefs. And this is what she had to say. And this is how I feel everyone should have a relationship with their chef.
Chef Ariel was a sweetheart. I wasn't expecting to actually meet her and spend time with her. I thought she was just going to come out, shake hands, and, you know, go back to her work. But she had actually come out and spent some time with us. We talked. We played the Shut the Box game. And she just, you know, shared her insight on the local food scene, and she made that amazing drink. So I would say my overall experience with Chef Ariel was very warming. It was an unexpectedly warming experience. She was really sweet.
And that's what I want everybody to feel when they're eating at their establishment. Don't just go to these chefs' restaurants and just eat and leave. You know, these chefs put a lot of time and work into their restaurant, their recipes, you know, the ambiance, the whole nine yards. So get a chance to talk to these chefs. And some of the restaurants that I send people to, because of the either the food, the ambiance, just whatever it is, I want them to go there and just relax. Don't rush. When you go to these restaurants, you're spending money with these guys and girls. Don't go in there and eat and leave real quick, because you don't get a chance to enjoy what they put on your plate. So, like, I had dinner at 13 Gypsies, had a great time over there. I literally sat down and said, hey, send me something out. I'm allergic to shellfish. Send me something out. And the chef just started sending food out. Chef Howard started sending food out, sending it out, sending it out. Over in Fernandina at 29 South, same thing. We went over there and we had a great time. And I would send people over there. And the fact that at his restaurant, he took up his parking lot to put down an herb garden. And so we had a chance to experience all this over there. And like I said, once you get to know your chef, he or she will open your mind, your taste buds, up to a whole nother level of things. One of the restaurants I really want to check out is the restaurant at the library, NOLA. And I think it's called NOLA. I want to go check that out because I've heard so many good things about that place. And that's what I want. So as listeners, I want you guys to, you know, say, hey, here's a restaurant you need to go try out. Tell me what you think. And things. And then I'm going to go there, talk with the chef. And then I want to bring my listeners, like Trevita, out to restaurants to actually spend time with the chefs. We're not going to sit up here and just go out there, have drinks, talk to the chef. Like I said, during the week, the chefs can come out. On the Friday and Saturday, a little hard. So I always tell folks, you know, if your chef, if you ask to speak to the chef on a Friday and Saturday, or he or she doesn't come out right away or anything like that, don't think that that chef is being a snob or anything. It's a Friday, Saturday night. Another place I send folks to is Blue Bamboo. I like to now for a very relaxing spot, either Top of That, or if you go to Springfield, check out Three Layers. And Three Layers always has something going on. And I like Three Layers for a couple of reasons. One of the reasons is I grew up in that area, so I feel very right at home in that area. The other thing is, it's very, I mean, they have the wine bar back there is amazing. You can learn more about wine, not just grab a glass, and they can direct you into another wine that you may or may not want to try. So it just depends on what you're in the mood for. Another place in Springfield that is doing well, I went there for breakfast, is Uptown Market. Right now, like I say, I'm all about doing a local thing. Right now, they're doing the Jaguar season. I know everybody's like the Jaguar. you can go to Uptown, and there's a shuttle that takes you to the game. So, like I said, you know, find out what the locals. And then when you come downtown, Jacksonville, that place is coming up more and more and more and more. Some of the spots over there that I will send people to is Azucena. There is Burrito Galley. And the reason I like Burrito Gallery is because they give, I'm all about options, and they give you anything you want there. And just because it says on the burrito, you know, it has this, this, or that, You can have it. They can do it open face. They can take out whatever you want. If Indochine is good as well. I like Indochine because it's a little quaint. You know, as far as the food goes in there, you know, like I said, it's yeah. I've been up there a couple of times. I want everybody to understand this here. When I go to restaurants and things of that nature, because I've lived in a food city before in Seattle, and I've done things in Portland and other places, when I come to Jacksonville, I really want Jacksonville to become one of these food cities. And when I see, you know, things going wrong, and I say wrong because some of the people that are pushing the food scene here, I believe that it needs to be done in a different manner. So that's just my opinion. And if, you know, like I said, I'm here. I'll have conversations with anybody anytime. So you can hit me up on Twitter at Chef Amadeus, hashtag Southern Passion Lounge. You can hit me up on Facebook at Southern Passion Lounge. And if you want to send me an email, it's chefamadeus@gmail.com, and I'd be more than happy to have this conversation with you. The other thing, too, is, you know, as we get more and more into this holiday season, one of the reasons I like these vegetarian options on menus is because I'm all about eating healthy through the holidays. So that's why you'll hear me talk about I found a new vegetarian spot. Another late-night vegetarian spot that I was turned on by Marlon, the bartender, one of my favorite bartenders, is The Garage. The Garage in Riverside has a really nice veggie menu. So next week we're going to have a Florence on from Conscious Eats, and we're going to be talking about everything she has going on. I also have my spices with Conscious Eats, so we're going to be talking about that as well. So I want you guys to join me next week in the Southern Passion Lounge, and make sure that you tell a friend, click the link, click the follow button, and we'll have a bumping good time. I promise you. Make sure you hit me up on these social medias, because I want to have this dialogue with all my listeners. And we'll be putting together another night on the town to meet and greet with chefs. So I see everybody tonight at Black Sheep. We're going to be over there from 3 to 5. So I will see you over there. With that being said, as I always tell my friends, have a bumping good time.